This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. It's hard not to read or hear the news about the struggles at New York Community Bank Corp without a little flashback to last year's regional banking turmoil. NYCB's stock has been on a wild ride over the past 24 hours after Moody's downgraded the bank's credit rating to junk status. Meanwhile, in an earnings call last week, the bank reported $252 million in losses last quarter, citing troubles in commercial real estate. Quick refresher, NYCB took over Signature Bank's assets a little less than a year ago after Signature failed amidst a wave of concerns about the health of regional banks. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at just how much deja vu we should be feeling.
When New York Community Bank Corp acquired Signature Bank last year, it took on just under $40 billion in assets overnight. Myra Rodriguez Valladares is managing principal at MRV Associates, a financial risk consultancy.
I say this to my clients all the time. Do not get excited about growth because you don't know what's in there.
What's in there means anything from what kinds of bonds and loans the bank has to what kind of software it uses.
There was no time whatsoever for NYCB to do good due diligence on Signature.
A corporate bigwig might say any acquisition comes with growing pains. That is, until the core of its business and a sizable piece of the acquired business, real estate loans, sours. Chris Katowski is a bank analyst at Oppenheimer.
And so if you think about it, right, what kind of real estate assets do we have in the New York metro area?
The office vacancy rate in New York City at the end of last year was 17%, a record high, according to JLL, a commercial real estate firm. Chicago, San Francisco, and Houston are seeing similar trends, which means commercial real estate could threaten other regional banks, which Katowski says tend to take on these loans.
It really points up the structural weaknesses of the small regional bank business model. They just can't get the diversity that they need on the asset side of the equation.
None of these factors are a clear sign that NYCB will fail, says Alinda Kiss, a finance professor at the University of Maryland.
What we want to concern ourselves with more than anything else is there sufficient liquidity? Will they lose a lot of deposits?
As of an investor call this morning, NYCB says it's seen, quote, virtually no deposit outflow. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.